Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the sixth week after the Sunday of Trinity, Monday. Our scripture reading is Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. You have heard that it was said to men of old, "You shall not kill, and whoever kills shall be liable to judgment." But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother shall be liable to the council, and whoever says, "You fool," shall be liable to the hell of fire. This word is so lofty and deep at one and the same time that it defies all and any efforts to render it perfect obedience. This I not only attest here by the Lord, it is also proved in every man's experience and feelings. Christ here touches on four areas: thoughts, gestures or signs, words, and deeds. No one can wriggle his way out here. We must acknowledge a verdict of guilty. It makes little difference what pious man or woman you take here as an example. They are normally quite friendly with people who do not get too close to them. But if they suffer some kind of abuse, if someone gets a little too close to them, they can become very angry on the slightest provocation. They can become incensed almost at the drop of a hat. Reason can never see its way clear to be well disposed to those who do us an injury. Secular literature is full of instructive examples of all this, and there is also our own experience to teach us. This, of course, is not satisfactory as far as God is concerned, but flesh and blood cannot do anything for us here. We must carefully note what God's word actually says to us in the commandment, "You shall not kill." Who is meant by "you"? The hand? No. The tongue? No. He means you. With all that you are and all that is in you, your hand, your heart, your thoughts shall not kill. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, even our best efforts to render your law the obedience it deserves falls far short of the mark of perfection. Help us in our efforts to improve our obedience to your holy will, and forgive us our many shortcomings in this connection. In the name of our Savior, amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.